Breakfast on your number one news and talk station.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And guess what? Joining me on the line, the legend, the man himself, Abdullah Ibrahim. A very good morning to you, sir. How are you this morning?
Good morning to you, sir, and your listeners.
Thank you so much. And may I also join in the anchor and say happy birthday, Abdullah. How does it feel, though, to be 83 years young?
27. We are blessed.
Oh, wow.
I'm blessed that God has spared me.
And I mean, just
I can still do what I like to do best, yes, sir, and support.
And talking about what you do best, this weekend you'll be performing two shows in Cape Town. You must be feeling healthy and fresh, though.
Well, this is what I do on a daily basis on an international level, you know. I do concerts, Europe, United States, Brazil, Canada, Japan, Australia, South Africa. And solo piano is one of my concert formats. I do solo piano, and I have a trio. Also, my jazz orchestra from New York, 7-piece, big band, Philharmonic Works. So we are blessed. We are busy. So this concerts at Artscape are one of the modules, which is solo piano.
The question, though, I suppose each and every one of us has is, what's been that one thing that's kept you going?
Well, I would say that it's understanding that, you know, God has given us a destiny. And once you understand the destiny, then you don't have a conflict with the universe. You don't have conflict with others. And you understand that your destiny, what your destiny is. And in my case, I think that my destiny is working on the music and bringing people joy.
And
assisting wherever possible, yeah.
And talking about joy, though, I mean, the country and the music scene was very different when you started out alongside the likes of saxophonist Kipi Moeketsi, I mean, trumpeters Hugh Masekela. And, you know, you've all managed to stay there relevant. Is it passion? Is it your audience? What is it? What are you doing right?
I study Budo, Japanese traditional martial arts, for 50 years. I teach in Japan. And a few years ago, he gave me a diploma, the license to teach. So I'm the only non-Japanese practitioner that has received this. And, of course, I was very elated and impressed. And I said to him, so, Master, why do you give me this the certificate, because I don't know anything. And then he said, that's why I give it to you, because me too, I don't know anything. So this is what the secret of the, as you call it, longevity, is that we realize that we don't know anything. And the deeper you go into research and trying to evolve the music, the more you understand that we're just scratching the surface. So it's this quest for knowledge. Constantly.
And so then, dare I ask then the question of whether, for you now, what comes up next? What's next for Abdullah Ibrahim?
Practice. We practice 24/7. Eh? The practice is, and whatever you do in any field of endeavor, and especially for us in the arts, is this constant practice. So the major effort goes into practice, and the presentation is only minimal. Miles Davis used to say that he hates going on the road and concerts because it interferes with his practice.
And, you know, I'm guessing now there's so many youngsters listening to us on the show this morning, and they're thinking to themselves, you know, this is it. This is the path I want to follow. And I don't know if you can give out any pearls of wisdom. I mean, from the legend to the youngsters.
For the young people, I would say make yourself cognizant with IT especially, because IT, AI, this is the future. We are doing a project, for example, with SKA, the Square Kilometer Array project in Northern Cape, where we also have a project. We call it Green Kalahari Project. And SKA has gone deep into the community in Carnarvon and offered, and in fact, last year they offered 900 bursaries in that field, and producing young astrophysicists. So it's IT and AI that we should focus on, because that is the world of the future. For your music, for your management, your presentation, and you're fortunate because you have all these tools at hand.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, just before I let you go, though, just on the funnier side of life, I've been thinking of playing the piano, but I do have quite big fingers. Will I ever be able to play then with these huge fingers?
Well, I can only maybe give you some advice on what Thelonious Monk, our grandmaster, Pierre Jazz pianist, said. Monk said, the piano ain't got no wrong notes.
I hear that loud and clear. So thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
You're welcome, and thank you for your listeners.
Thank you so much, sir. Cheers. Bye.